Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. I am guessing that the people who are listening to this Dharma Talk are the people who are thinking about what is the purpose of life, consciously or unconsciously. Well, in modern era, it is so difficult for people to find not even purpose of life, but the pure joy of living. Well, in general, I'm not sure if the word general is proper, but it is said that the most pleasant, the joy for the human being is to achieve the purpose with cooperating together in team. Yes, we human being will feel most pleasure, joy, if people cooperate together hand by hand and achieve something, get something what the team wanted. We have such a in DNA since that we were hunting the mammoths, cooperate together with people and hunt and get back the food and share the food with all. That's why the Chinese character, the beautiful, means that huge goat. Because if the goat is huge, or sheep is huge, people can share the food. That's why people love the sports to watch the team play and share the pleasure of the victory. For us in modern days, it's so rare to experience such kind of pleasure like we had in old days. We human beings only feel the pleasure, joy of the life, even feel that we are really living by achieve the purpose and put effort to it and get the result by the effort. In the primitive time age, it's not easy to get food. Therefore, to gain and share what they get together, the pleasure is big. However, what about in these modern ages? Human being in general, if one get everything without any effort and without any putting purpose, they don't feel any happiness and don't feel that even living, and start facing what is life for, what the purpose of life. That's why all the founder of the Buddhist schools, including Shakyamuni Buddha, they were all high position family. They didn't have to struggle for the survival, so they had to face to the purpose of living, and spiritually suffered. By the way, there are so many self-curfew people in Japan, for sure more than 1 million people. And I guess it's not only Japan, but everywhere, except the people who live in a primitive life. They remind me the story of the Bodhidharma, who was said that transmitted Zen to China. It is said that he was facing to the world for 9 years in a cave. Well, it is totally like a self-curfew, totally quarantined. Those quarantine, many quarantine, self-quarantine people, symbolizing that we human beings are facing spiritually suffering to find out what is the purpose of life? How would we be able to feel more the life of our living? Well, I usually try never talk about my personal history in a Dharma talk, except the spiritual experience. However, I'd like to share with you one story. When I went to Palestine in the first time, well, I was shocked by seeing the difference between what the media says and the reality. What I have been told by the right-wing Israeli people and the reality of the Palestinian people in general, and the suffering of so many people, suffering situation, and the 10 days activities here and there in Palestine, in West Bank. Sometimes give a workshop, sometimes join the demonstration and the tear gas gun, and giving shiatsu on the street the family for who were evicted by the Israeli army. And when I was spending the night together with the family in the East Jerusalem to take care about them after giving shiatsu, I felt that I am living. This sensation was really strong. Strong even in words came out that in my mind that I am living. And I realized spending own life and time for other people's life makes the human being feel that living, feeling of the living, using the life for others makes you feel that you are living freshly. No matter you get no return, any return, but just purely spending the life energy for others makes you feel that you are living, sorry to repeat. Therefore, I would like to say, in a primitive age when we were hunting the mammoth together with the team, we were not just working for own purpose, but for everybody. And we shared the result with everybody. And we shared the happiness with everybody. In this modern age, modern days, so different. We try to survive and we put effort to survive and we get result for our own and compared to other people. Other people get much more than your effort to make feel everybody in this way. It's so difficult to feel the happiness, pleasure in the life, in this way of living. We gotta turn this back, start to use your life and time to give happiness for joy for others, to make you feel that you're living. And don't forget, same state of the people will meet and gather. This is the principle of the universe. Therefore, if you're living in this way, spending life, time for happiness of others, you will meet these people finally. And imagine if people, these people, spending life for others' joy, gathers and make a community, this will be the most present, happy community. And this will increase, expand to the world. This way of living should be the way of living with for the human being. We all share the joy and happiness. May you start living in to give the happiness and joy for others and spend life for others' life and feel that you are living and start creating with those who have the same heart and make this planet the community of sharing the joy and happiness.